President Bush didn't pause between celebrating his victory in Tuesday's election and setting out his intentions for a second term. He said he wants to reform Social Security with private retirement accounts. He's determined to make tax cuts permanent, and he speaks vigorously of pursuing the war on terror. The president can also expect pressure from many of the people who voted for him to continue his faith-based initiatives for social reform. The political capital, Mr. Bush proclaimed after winning re-election, is backed by voters who said moral values motivated their choices at the polls. And Mr. Bush is expected to keep their interests close to his heart. Three colleagues from around the country join us. Robert Kittle is editorial page editor of the San Diego Union-Tribune. Pat Yak is editor of the Florida Times-Union in Jacksonville. And Deanna Sands is managing editor of the Omaha World-Herald in Omaha, Nebraska. Welcome to you all.
Good morning.
Good morning, Sheila.
Deanna, a lot of political pundits inside the Beltway here in Washington were taken by surprise that 20% of voters identified moral values as a driving force in their decision this past Tuesday. Did that surprise you?
No, it really didn't, Sheila. We'd done our own polling in Nebraska and pretty much felt that we knew what a lot of the concerns were. And given that we're from a part of the country that is, you know, highly churched, it doesn't surprise us at all that moral values were a keystone of this election.
Bob Kittle in San Diego, were you surprised that so many voters place moral values?
No, I don't think we should be surprised. I don't think there ever has been an election in this country where moral values didn't play a role. And certainly when we saw, as we did, Michael Moore and other Hollywood celebrities mocking the president's religious values, I think that made it a bigger issue in the campaign than it otherwise would have been. There's certainly nothing unusual about a president invoking the name of God or talking about his faith. I don't think George Bush has done anything in that regard that is out of the mainstream tradition of American politics.
Pat Yak in Jacksonville, was it a surprise to you?
Not at all. I think the president and his party knew that there were many primarily Protestant evangelicals who did not vote in the 2000 election or did not vote in the numbers that they had hoped. They spent a lot of time during the last 4 years in what a number of people have called the buckle of the Bible Belt. It doesn't surprise me at all.
Well, was it mocking of the religious values that President Bush projected, or was it particular social issues like gay marriage and abortion?
I think here in Florida it is more the latter. The president and his party very smartly use those issues to motivate voters to come to the polls who feel very strongly about those issues. And here in Florida, where there was nearly a million more voters turn out in 2004 than in 2000, many of them identified that way. I don't think it was a matter of Michael Moore poking fun of the president. I think it was people who feel very deeply about certain issues who got to the polls and voted.
Sheila, this is Bob Kittle. I think we shouldn't overlook the political impact of the gay marriage bans that were on the ballot in 11 states, including Ohio. I think that issue sort of foments a bit of a backlash among an awful lot of voters, and not just faith-based voters, who are not ready to accept gay marriage. And I think that certainly drove a lot of people to the polls who would see cultural values and religious values as uppermost in their minds.
Sheila, this is Pat here in Jacksonville. The question that's going to be posed, to what degree is the president going to spend his capital that he talked about after the election on that particular issue and others? I don't recall his saying that that's how he was going to spend his capital the other day. He talked about taxes, he talked about Social Security, and he talked about other things. But I did not hear him talk about those very issues that got people to the polls the other day.
Deanna, how about in Nebraska? Are voters there waiting for that shoe to drop?
Oh, I don't know that they're waiting, Sheila. I think we in the media forget that people are the experts in their own lives, and that's how they're going to vote. And I agree with Pat and Bob that religion and faith are key factors in how people choose to live their lives. So I don't know that it is an issue of only gay marriage or any other specific issue. I think it's a compendium of all of them.
Is one message of the election results perhaps to the national media that they don't understand that people are experts on their own lives?
I think so. We tend to talk to each other, and I think we forget that there are a lot of individuals voting out there, and they have their own opinions, and at least here in Nebraska, they are fairly independent-minded about it.
Bob, how does it strike you?
Well, I think it's certainly true that the news media, to a certain degree in this election, seem to be out of step with the mood of the country. I hesitate to say this, but I think there's certainly some evidence that some aspects of the news media were crossing the line of objectivity and promoting one candidate rather than the other. And there were offenders on both sides there. So I think to the extent that the news media didn't get it, it's because they weren't listening.
Pat?
I'm not sure that I agree with my colleagues. I'm not, first of all, sure who the national media is when people say the national media. It implies that those of us who work at newspapers are one big monolithic block who tend to think one way, and that way tends to be more liberal than the mainstream American. I don't know that that's always the case. What I think is difficult for people in our business to do is to introduce religion in a political debate. But again, it's going to be interesting to see in the next 4 years to what degree the president and his party are going to push those initiatives that really pushed voters to the polls just the other day.
San Diego has a large military population. Did military families come out in support of Mr. Bush in a big way?
Oh, absolutely. This is, as you said, home to a number of large military installations, including Camp Pendleton, where the 1st Marine Division is headquartered and is now fighting in Iraq. Military families overwhelmingly supported George Bush. I think polls in advance of the election certainly showed that, 70% to 80% of military families favored Bush. And that was a factor here in San Diego County. San Diego County supported Bush by a margin of about 52% to 48% for Kerry, which is, frankly, a little low for the Republican presidential candidate. And I'm not quite certain what explains that, but that was the outcome last week.
And, Pat, Jacksonville also has a large military population.
Jacksonville is not quite San Diego East, but we have a very large Navy presence here with one aircraft carrier here and a number of combatant ships. Northeast Florida gives the president a very large cushion. The president was able to turn out close to 60,000 more voters than he did 4 years ago. The Democrats were hoping for another large turnout, which they in fact got. They got 50,000 more votes in this particular county, which is in Northeast Florida. But the president did very, very well here on the strength of that, but primarily on moral values and the war on terrorism, whereas Senator Kerry, as was the case probably throughout Florida, did better among those who cited jobs, education, and so forth as the leading issues in the race.
Deanna, Kerry and Edwards tried to emphasize outsourcing of jobs. How did that issue not catch on in Nebraska, or did people just not think that Kerry could fix it?
It's not a core issue in Nebraska. There has been some outsourcing, but it's something that people are, it's not on their top 10 at this point. I think there is more concern here for what might happen with the agricultural portion of the economy because elections tend to come during harvest time, and people are aware of that. We have been fortunate in not having the swings in the economy that some states have had. So it's something that people are aware of, but it hasn't become a core issue for them yet.
Pat Yak, what's it like in Florida now, just days after the election? No lawsuits, no recounts, no suspense?
I think everyone took a big sigh of relief the other day. And I think those of us here in Florida, as the night went on the other night, were breathing much easier that places like Duval County and Broward County were being surpassed or taken over by Cayuga County in Ohio.
Well, I wish you peace. Pat Yak is editor of the Florida Times Union in Jacksonville. Robert Kittle is editorial page editor of the San Diego, California Union Tribune. And Deanna Sands is managing editor of the Omaha World Herald in Omaha, Nebraska. Thanks to you all.
Thank you, Sheila.